All right, guys, welcome to the fourth official episode of the Drop a Deuce podcast. My name is Daniel Keenis. This is Frank Todd. And Frank, what happened to our episode last week?
I don't know what happened. I mean, we forgot to hit record, but I want to do something live. Taylor Fritz just blew a huge opportunity to break here live in the Labor Cup, and it pisses me off.
Okay, yes. So
I'm sorry, Daniel. I had to jump in now with that because Fritz just had a love 40 and didn't break.
He was 15-40.
No, he had love 40 first.
Okay, fine. Well, let me explain to like the five listeners we actually have what's going on here. Basically, what we were doing was we were watching the Labor Cup. So it's Sunday, September 22nd. And it's the final day of Labor Cup. So it's a big tournament. We are going to be watching this and recording at the same time. So
we'll give you big updates as they happen.
No, we are breaking news today. We are
breaking news. Like how Fian just had an incredible hold to stay in this match. All right, but yeah, last week we kind of screwed up. We forgot to hit record, so we fired our old producer Invisible Guy. And yeah, that's what happened.
So that's what happened, but you know what? I think for our avid listeners, we'd have to find the special episode. I think I found it.
And now we record that special episode for just you, our avid listeners.
You know, if you're not an avid listener, you don't know how to get that special episode. So I'm sorry about that. We got
some good news in there, like down to the minute point perfect predictions for the Labor Cup.
Yeah, I mean, and we recorded it last week. So, you know, if you were to somehow listen to that a week ago, you'd have done great at the casinos.
It would have made us sound a lot smarter, too. At least we would have just been perfect so far.
Nothing makes me sound smart.
I don't know. But, Daniel, since you brought it up, let's talk about the Labor Cup so far and the results. Currently, as of the time of recording this, the world is up 8-7 with Thiem playing Fritz, and Thiem is down a set right now.
How is the world winning this?
Easy, because doubles are worth more and we just win doubles.
No, it's not. It's the scoring system is one on Friday.
No, I mean they're worth Saturday, by worth three. More, I mean we've won the only 3-point doubles match so far. So
we have more, yeah.
Because the doubles were in the lead, so they're worth more to the world team. I mean, I don't know how Jack Sock and Isner beat Fritz and Tsitsipas, to be honest.
I mean, wait, you definitely got the people wrong there. It was
No, it was Sock and Isner, Federer and Tsitsipas.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
That was this morning.
No, I think they won in the third set, right?
Yeah, third set, 10-point tie break.
Well, Federer doesn't play doubles. Federer has not played doubles in forever.
People right. I told
you. You're right. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, but still, Isner doesn't play doubles ever. Sock sucks.
No, Isner hits 150 mile per hour serves.
That's fair. Yeah, but he's also playing with Jack Sock. He'd be better off playing with a chair.
Okay, no, but Jack Sock, I think is like a really good doubles player. He won a doubles grand slam.
He was. We'll see what he is now. He took some time
back
off
in the day.
He won one with Popso and one with one of the Bryan brothers. He also won a mixed doubles major, which I didn't realize people care about or could win. But yeah, he's just not that good.
How is Jordan Thompson on this team?
That's another thing. Jordan Thompson is the alternate for the team. And if you look at the rosters side by side, it's kind of embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing.
It's Europe, you go top 10, top 10, top 10, all the way down. And then the USA, you go, hi, John Isner. Jack Sock. That's strange. Jordan Thompson is our alternate? What's going on?
It seems a little rigged, don't you think?
It's a little embarrassing.
For our audience that doesn't necessarily watch tennis that much, Labor Cup is an international competition geared towards putting the best teams in Europe versus the best teams in the world. The funny thing is, all of the best tennis players in the world are from Europe. So you get people ranked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 11 on their team. And for the U.S., it's 30, 48, like 72, 178. And then like 13 or something. I think the best player we have on it is actually Nick Kyrgios.
Yeah, Nick Kyrgios!
Ah, yes.
I mean, John Isner, but...
And John Isner.
I John Isner's the highest ranked.
He's like, yeah, he's like 13, right?
Yeah. I'll get you his live ranking right now. Or, sorry, I mean our stat department will. Pretending we're famous enough for a stat department.
We're enough. We're almost there. We're almost at 100 total views.
Almost. Guys, we're getting big time here.
Yeah, we have had...
John Isner's current ranking is 20.
Wow.
That is shocking.
He's really dropped off. He's 35, right? Like, he's not going to be playing that much longer. Yeah,
he's pretty old. He's pretty old.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Schwartzman, Wawrinka, and FAA passed him. Yeah.
Guys, we could have gotten all three of those. Like, literally, we could have gotten all three of those for our team.
We could have gotten Medvedev. Oh, no, that's Team Europe. I'm stupid.
No, is Russia Europe? No, Russia's Asia.
Russia is Eurasia.
So I think we could have gotten Khachanov, or like we could get Medvedev.
That's a question. Who do you play for?
Because that's, I mean,
what continent does
that could be technically Eastern European, but if you go completely, directly vertical, directly south, you get to Asia.
That's tough. Well, that's a really good question on who he would actually be allowed to play for.
I think he might play for Europe. I don't think Europe would let another top 10 guy go astray.
I mean, they should to make it a little more fun. Europe's going to smash everybody because the world sucks.
I feel like, yeah, well, like...
Europe is a huge chunk of countries where the pros come from.
Well, I mean, Europe also cares way too much about this, I'd say. They bring in top 10 players. I feel like it's a bigger sport for them. But I don't love it.
According to Google, Moscow, where Medvedev was born, technically would lie in Europe, according to like the geographic layouts, I guess.
Jesus Christ.
I Googled it. I Googled could be completely wrong, but hey, we're trying to figure this out.
I don't think he would play for Europe because in that giant, like, you know, like you have like the European like map, like the map.
Yeah, they don't include it.
Then like you don't include Russia, right? It doesn't look like a giant boot.
All right, listeners, we're gonna have our first listeners poll and contest on the fly. This was not planned. Go comment on our social media. What team do you think Medvedev would play for?
Exactly. We will post that.
Comment under the episode descriptions, which we'll tweet out to you later today.
Our social media department will work on that. So we will get you guys that. And hey, this is a milestone. It's our first poll. We're growing now.
We're getting big time, guys.
We're getting huge.
But yeah, so back on it, the world team just sucks in comparison.
Basically, we should just give
up. Point blank, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't... the thing is, it is Federer versus Isner... who's going to win in straights? And then it's Zverev versus Raonic, which should be close, but I think Zverev is going to win that. They're bringing their big guns out just to end it.
Another live news update on the rankings. I didn't realize how far Kevin Anderson fell.
Was he now?
18.
That's not falling too much. He's been hurt.
Yeah, true. Just surprising because he's been up there for a while.
He has. He got to the number 5 in the world, I think. Number 6. When he got to the finals of the Wimbledon championships.
Yeah, true. I mean, I don't know, he's probably just lost a lot of points this year, and that's why he's falling, but I was surprised. Also, I'm just so into these rankings right now. We're going to start a new segment here, Daniel, one that wasn't planned for. Look at the rankings, because I keep getting distracted by this. They're just crazy in my mind.
No, the rankings are not normal right now. Like, there's no... I don't have the rankings on me, but...
Kyrgios is ranked 27. Tanford's ranked 30 for a couple more world team members. This is ridiculous. Let's see. So, should I round out some of the ones I'm still a little surprised out here? Like, Fabio Fognini fell out of top 10.
Well, he should not be in the top 10. He's barely a top 40 player.
He's number 11 in the world right now. Monfils is right below him at 12. And then, yeah, Berrettini all the way up to 13. That kind of surprised me.
Sorry, I'm looking for my beef jerky right now. I had it somewhere.
we'll find your beef jerky in between segments now. Here. All right, the last thing I want to close out this ranking segment is, How far do you think Dimitrov has moved up after his last little run? What do you think his ranking is now?
He's 27, right? 28?
A little bit higher. You were close.
20?
25.
Nice.
All right, guys. So that was our Laver Cup and ranking segment. Daniel, what do we have coming next?
I think we have hot takes.
We'll get to you, our hot takes.
So before we get started today, I want to let you know that the Drop Produce podcast is on social media. That's right. You get to talk to me and Frank both via Instagram and Twitter.
I apologize. You have to deal with this more.
I'm sorry. Your week only just got better, guys. So our Instagram is Drop a Deuce Podcast and our Twitter is Drop a Deuce Pod. So that is DropDeuce. And yes, I definitely have to spell that out because I have misspelled Deuce so many times in this past month. So yeah, we're on social media. That is where you will be able to talk to us, send us what you recommend us to talk about, any concerns, maybe how awesome we are. Either way, let us know. And that is Drop a Deuce Podcast on Instagram and Drop a Deuce Pod on Twitter.
Only send us nice things about how great we are at podcasting.
I have anxiety, guys, so...
If you're mean to me, I'm going to block you.
If you're mean to us, we will block you. We will kick you out. But if you follow us, we'll like follow back. So. It's the most beautiful time of the year, guys. It's hot takes.
Scorching hot takes.
Scorching hot takes. All right, Frank, what's your first?
Oh, whoa, I was not ready to start it off, Daniel. But okay, my first hot take is that I still can't get over how ridiculous these ATP rankings are, and specifically that I think Berrettini is ranked way higher than how good he actually is.
Interesting.
I think that Goffin, Cork, and Cork are much better than him. I think Kevin Anderson is better than him.
He also had the easiest draw in the US Open.
Yeah, I think... I'm going to really screw up this name here, so I'm going to apologize. Basilashvili. I can never say that name, so I'm not going to try. I think he's better, too. I think that Berrettini is ranked better than he should be, and I think that there will be a lot of people below him who are going to pass him very quickly.
Oh, yeah. Well, he hasn't won anything on hard courts, so there's no reason. Like, all he can do is win on clay, and I can't... He played nobody for, like, the first five rounds.
No, yeah. I think that he's going to drop very quickly. I could honestly see him dropping below Dimitrov right now at 25 and probably even further very quickly. The players below him are just better.
I think so, but he's also not defending many points. So he can only go
high. Yeah, okay. Let's talk this here. What's Dimitrov defending right now besides his...
Nothing.
He sucked.
No, he got to the third round of the French Open, which is good for him.
FAA is going to skyrocket up very soon.
His ranking?
He's 21 right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, because he just got really
He's going to keep rising. Let's see. I can see Puyi getting back up to the top 20 pretty quickly.
Where's he at right now?
26.
Oh, he can. Yeah. That's one good tournament.
So, I mean, Cilic is down here at 28.
He's about to go up.
Yeah. There are a lot of people at the bottom of these rankings who are going to move up. Or not the bottom, you know what I mean. Like
the bottom, yeah.
Bottom,
I like how we say that, that ranking's low, but we're not talking about the 100,000.
Yeah. Bottom is just the area we're talking about.
Okay.
Could move up ahead of Berrettini.
Bottom of the range.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at... Yeah, that's my take. What's your hot take?
Sorry, I found my beef jerky. basically, my hot take is that the world basically... they don't choke it. They throw the Laver Cup.
I
think they're getting paid so much, but they know that it's basically the Harlem Globetrotters versus the team that is paid to play.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. Macron's the captain, chose Sock and Fritz, which is just mind-boggling.
I don't know why.
Did Nishikori just say, "Hey, don't pick me. I don't want to play"?
Like, you don't want to make literally $1 million?
Why don't we throw out somebody? Hey, Jack Sock is going to make more in just for playing this than he's going to do
all year.
In his entire career.
No, that's not true. But
it's an over-exaggeration because he sucks.
I mean, he's going to make more than he probably did this year in singles. I mean, he hasn't won a match. No, he's honestly making about... He has to be making about $750,000 just for being here. I mean, good for him. He's... Like, at least he's making his money.
If he wasn't... Here's a hot take. If he wasn't an American, McEnroe would never have even looked at him up to consider picking him.
Well...
Obviously.
Well, that kind of makes sense. Literally, people gravitate towards their nationalities.
Jax, yeah. So, it's not a hot take, but it is. Let's see. What's your next hot take, Daniel?
Let's see. My next hot take is that I'm not really excited for this Asian swing. I mean, the Asian European indoor court swing.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be kind of boring. I don't know how many of the big names are going to go out there and play. I mean...
I think Federer is probably pulling out for the rest of this.
You got tournaments. What's the tournament we just saw on the bottom line?
The Chengdu.
Chengdu Open with Isner as the one seed.
I mean, that yes. But I think the reason why I don't like it is because it's so far. Like, you can't really even watch the tennis. So I guess maybe people in Europe are probably a lot more interested in it. But also... I feel like since the U.S. Open already ended and there's no more Grand Slams for the rest of the year, tennis kind of gets boring.
No, like, one's going to play. Like,
you only prepare for the Grand Slams.
Like, we were just talking about in the rankings. John Isner, number 20 in the world, is the number one seed.
Well, it's also a 250, right? So yeah. Nobody in the world team is going to be playing that the 2050
should Taylor be. Fritz should be. Jack Sock should be.
No, I'm talking... I'm on the European team.
Oh, you said the world teams. I was like, what the...
No, literally, no. The world team's the only one playing the 250.
Team World needs to be there. Yeah, but no, I agree. This Asian swing could get kind of boring quickly because no one really is getting ready for the Australian Open right now.
No, you don't. Like, you only prepare... Well, you actually have like a month and a half to prepare, right?
Yeah.
The off season.
Let's see. I don't really have any other hot takes right now, Dan.
Well, thing is, it's been very quiet, so we will be primed and ready for our hot takes as this...
You know what? I'm going to take a hot take, actually. I did come up with one more, so I remember. I was just looking at ESPN.com for some stories, and I remember seeing an alert earlier in the week that before Nadal pulled out, he was, like, mentoring Kyrgios, who was on their team, and giving him some advice. And I think that Kyrgios could pull this off. It would be big.
What? Pull what off?
Pull off, like, taking advice that Nadal gave him. If he could take some of that in and, like, actually follow it.
I think that's just a story. I don't think Nadal is going to mentor Kyrgios. Because they hate each other. They absolutely hate each other.
Yeah, true. So maybe it was not real advice. Maybe they just made that up. But maybe
they're not gonna have weekly phone calls or like weekly tea dates.
I don't know. That was a weird story. That I didn't even think about that. I just want anything that'll get curious to not be dumbass and fucking win matches.
We love him here. We could be the best. Oh yeah, there was a decent point. But we are the best Nick Kyrgios podcast. That's right. And with that, we might end up being the one of like the biggest podcasts in Australia.
We're coming for you guys. Number one, we'll come visit you whenever you want, but just make us number one, guys.
We will start recording in Australia.
We're here for you guys. We're here for Nick Kyrgios, the man of the year.
The man, the myth, the Kyrgios.
Yeah, okay, but now that I got through that, I'm done with hot takes.
Okay, well, goddamn. Basically, we're watching the Taylor Fritz and Dominic Thiem match right now, and Taylor Fritz just won a third set tiebreaker. That was wild.
I cannot believe Taylor Fritz just beat Dominic Thiem. He looks pissed. Jack Sock looks like, oh my god, I actually could win more money than I've ever won.
Jack Sock, I can't believe he's mooching off all these guys. He's on his phone right now. He was on his phone. Hey,
he won a doubles match. He contributed big time. He did contribute.
I think that's the main thing right now.
But I want to go see. I want to see if he played any of their matches. Because I know he won today, but I can't imagine they'd ever let him back on the court.
Who?
Sock beat Fognini.
No, yeah, Sock beat Fognini like 6-1, right?
6-1, 7-6.
Jesus.
And then he and Shapovalov lost to Federer and Zverev in doubles.
That's kind of expected.
That was day one. On day two, let's see if he played. He and Kyrgios beat Nadal and Tsitsipas in a 10-point tiebreak.
So he's playing a ton of guys right now. He's only playing one singles match, though.
And then he and Federer won today, or he and Isner beat Federer and Tsitsipas today.
So he's had a great time.
He's undefeated in singles, so that's saying something. So left, we got Isner versus Federer and Zverev versus Raonic.
So the world's going to win, basically.
Federer's gonna win, obviously.
Isner's not beating Federer. That's gonna be like a 6-4 or something.
But do you think Raonic can beat Zverev?
Yes, but will. I don't think so. I think Zverev wins that.
I think Zverev's gonna double fault 20 times again and lose.
No, he's not Grigor Dimitrov.
Zverev double faults more!
No, Zverev does not double fault that much. I don't think so.
We had this. No. Did you watch the US Open?
Did you watch any of Grigor's other matches?
Did you watch any of Zverev's other matches? He's a double fault machine.
Okay, well they're two of the worst, but I don't. It's hard to compare X and Y when both X and Y are absolutely awful.
Okay, that's also fair.
Really. So we're in agreement that the world is going to lose this.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yes. No offense. I mean, all of them American, but like that's kind of the reason why they're going to lose.
Yeah, the Team America does not work.
Well, it's team.
It's the world team, but it's basically Team America because Macro's the captain, and he just put like half America on there.
I don't get it.
Why do you pick Sock over Query?
Maybe Query is busy. Maybe he's playing a tournament. I guess you have to see like, who's open or anything. Still, whatever.
Pick me over Sock. Pick Tioff over Sock. Pick you over Sock.
Well, maybe not me, but definitely you. All right, sorry, I'm a little sick. This episode's kind of short, but
best episode ever.
It's one of them. We'll see.